Probably Tuesday night, 5:30.
Here.
Okay, I think so.
Okay. Great. Everyone else can come, including Susan will come. She's coming back, so.
Okay, this I think it is Amy Rogers or.
Yep, the interview. All right, is this my packet? So you
What
call
was
this
that?
one order, right?
I do, yes. Like I got something rolling off the table. And so we have everybody, are we ready? Okay. Will only hit the button here. I don't think the camera on here. At 11:59, we'll call the meeting to order. The first item agenda that we need to address is, well, making sure there's no additions or postponements to the agenda.
Have any?
Well, seeing none, we'll move right into our next more important action, which would be the board getting organized. We need to we have offices that we need to fill and people we need to appoint. And,
Nominate Teddy Albright for chair.
I second.
Any discussion?
No discussion.
Efficient new board we have here. It's
Two out of three already,
I would
so.
nominate Jeannie as clerk.
Second.
Anybody
Now
opposed?
you just get to have your revenge.
Okay.
I would nominate Carl as treasurer.
I second that. Turn off this annoying device that follows me everywhere.
So, Jeannie, you nominated, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I answer it? It's Jane. She probably can't see me. Hey, Jane, we just started. Okay, sure. Bye.
Okay, so we have three motions before us. Nomination for Heidi to be the chair, for Carl to be the treasurer, and for Jeannie to be clerk. There any discussion? Shall we have a vote? All those in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Congratulations. I'll gratefully pass the meeting over to the Roxbury Free Library Board of Trustees chair. Thank
Okay.
you.
All right, moving on to the consent agenda item.
Just says gracefully pass it over.
Reviewing the minutes, I had no comments. I thought they looked fine. Anyone else? Comments, changes?
And it's so kind to me.
Jeannie, are you taking notes?
Not yet, but I
Okay.
have an important thing I had to respond to.
Okay. Let's see if
I
you
was
would like, as the clerk, to have a thing, a
like it.
template so I could send you.
Would you send me a template?
Send me a template quick.
I've been trying to get a hold of this one person, and this one person just responded.
Get the full packet, Carl, because I must have picked up two.
I think I do for you.
I'm not missing. I have the duplicate. Jeannie, did you get a packet?
I did not get that here. That's why I have two. No, I lied.
Maybe that's Ryan.
Well, I think he made three packets, but I had made my own.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That explains. Got it.
So,
You ready, Jeannie?
I don't have it yet. It takes a bit to get the
Except for
of course
the
the
flunky just took the
ether.
last
It probably has
two
to go up
grand.
to a satellite.
That is one of those things that's so ironic that to communicate between here and there, the infrastructure of all the distance that it travels.
Yikes.
Trinity.
Wait.
No sign of Jane yet.
No.
When you're
Just a second,
sure.
I will be ready. And two shakes of the proverbial. And I would say proverbial, but it's a proverb. I don't know if it's. But. Okay, got it. Whoa. And are you doing all this initial part, or I think I don't even know if I'll remember who.
I did get some
Okay.
stuff. Yeah, I usually take those
Okay.
also.
Okay. I know you do. That's why. Am up and running now.
Okay. If there's no comments on the minutes, we can move on to the treasurer's report. Go ahead, Carl.
Here. We had, according to Tammy's report anyway, a nice spending month there. Probably a bit. And I noticed that according to her report, I still haven't transferred the amount that we were transferring from the programs fund to the general fund according to our budget. So I will go do that. It was about $2,300 that we budgeted to be.
Included in
Contributed. The to say we had a few reserves down here. We bought computer stuff. Checking account balance is temporarily up. That will be going on over to the programs.
So I realize
Donations
also,
and fundraising, we budgeted,
and we're doing
I
great.
think, for about $3,000, and so far we're 1,400 over that.
Yep.
This is before we even start on the raffle very much.
Yep.
So that's going handsomely, but
I realize I did pledge to sort out the thank you cards with Jane for
oh.
those donations, and I haven't, I spaced that.
But we could just start over and send all of those people thank you cards. And if somebody gets two, that's fine.
Right.
But
We could do that.
I thought about that as well. Just, yeah.
Cover the base. Okay, so Jeannie, could you put that in there that we'll make sure thank you cards go out to all donors. And Heidi can take that on, perhaps with Jane's assistance. She's feeling.
If you are getting snowed under, I imagine that's something I could do.
Okay. I mean, you know who they are. I don't. So
Yeah.
that,
This
I mean,
is
if,
basically everybody since the beginning of January.
No, there's only, we'll figure it out. There's only a handful of names.
no, I mean, it's not that many, but it's, that's where we lost it. Somewhere
Right.
was.
Okay. And,
Everything from last year's okay.
okay. All right, so maybe make that Carl will send out the thank you notes, not Heidi. Thank you for the screen. My mother has been telling me for years, and I'm very good at sending notes. Okay, any other comments on the treasurer's report? Moving on, library directors.
Oh, we have a few things to share. So we had, I actually didn't include it in my report, but I should have, that we did submit our annual report for the Rock Farm Libraries. So that's all taken care of, crossed off. There wasn't anything too surprising. A couple of the trends that did show up, one I mentioned in our report to the town also, we definitely noticed the absence of kids in town.
Yeah.
In terms of programming, in terms of kids visits, in terms like we definitely see that now showing up in the library. Yeah, like I said, overall the programming numbers were down because we weren't able to connect on those like regularly visit or not regular visits, but kind of simple small programs with the school. So those things definitely have showed up in FY25. Another thing that I noticed in the Department of Libraries report. The overall electronic circulation was down a little bit between the last couple of years. But the thing that was really dramatic, the number of e-books. So audiobooks right now dominates our electronic collection, not obviously not the collection, but circulation. That's kind of been that way for a while, but it has shifted quite substantially. I'm sure it's a statistical diff significant difference now between years on how few e-books compared to e-audiobooks were moving around. I had not expected, I don't pay attention too much to the breakdown between those things each month, more so just how much e-material is moving. But when I went through the annual numbers and looked at it, yeah, it was definitely more audiobooks than, well, e-books that were circulating with patrons on the in the clouds out there in the ethernet, as Jeannie was saying. So that was kind of an interesting trend that caught me off guard a little bit. Like I said, it's always been that way. Audiobooks were the primary source of e-circulation, but it was definitely more close in terms of the e-book circulation. So I'm not sure if that was just a weird year, if there's something else going on there, but that was something that did show up as we went through the numbers and got that stuff submitted to the Department of Libraries.
First, they can't read cursive, and now they can't read
Yeah,
print
all.
either.
So hard.
But it's coming back around again, Carl. So cursive handwriting is a mindful practice. It gets kids focused, it gets them excited, it gets them grounded, helps them calm down. So the cursive handwriting is a thing again.
Right. These things circle back.
I'm going to start them on the old German black letter cursive. Have you ever seen that?
I'm curious, was there anything else that jumped out at you as it relates to the strategic plan and the any of those sort of goals that we set? Like programs up, programs about the same, attendance, I mean.
It was kids programming
That
is
was
where the numbers really shifted because we would have like
right.
kids come over for after school or we would do small things at the school. So I think overall the programming itself is fairly consistent across years. I mean, a little bit here and there. With the consistent game nights, I weekly or bi-weekly, the number of programs was up, but attendance really didn't change because we know how many people attend some of those regularly recurring programs. That didn't change. Like we had the outreach in the strategic plan, finances was in the strategic plan. No, because I think there wasn't anything else too terribly telling. I did include in the report that last month, it was in January or February, we had sent letters to the families we'd identified as homeschool families, just kind of alerting them to some of the services we have available to them, things that might be beneficial to curriculum development or education support, and invited everyone in. So we had done that in terms of outreach to some local youth. But yeah, I don't think there was anything in the Department of Libraries report that really would have stood out in terms of connections to the strategic plan. Other things I did, there's a note in the report also. I did find a contractor in Barrie who seems to be available and willing to take on the flooring replacement. So the question I have, do we have the money, so it's not so much a concern. I don't have a quote yet because I was kind of in the material of the piece I'm going to ask about. I anticipate we would probably just replace the existing flooring with something similar to that is there currently. In my mind, if that's the case, I don't really think it would demand attention, not attention, but approval from the select board. But it was just kind of throwing out there to the board before we really get into estimates or figuring out materials, at what point would we or do we want to bring the select board into the decision-making process?
I don't think a piece of the building does require them. I would
I'm forgive my ignorance on this particular topic, but the insurance payout, are we obligated to spend that entire amount? That was like an estimated coverage.
Correct. An estimator came from the insurance company and provided an estimate. The insurance company provided that dollar amount that the estimator had said they expect the project replacement to cost.
Was
If it,
did half of that cover the plumbing, or that was the piece that wasn't covered? The plumbing, we
that was not covered by the insurance,
okay,
correct?
that's
Yeah.
and then the like, if we don't spend that amount, what happens to the remainder? Go to the town general fund, the library general fund?
I assume right now it's in the library general fund because it came to us. It's sitting there. Technically, we don't have to do anything. If the work were to be done and it came in above whatever that estimate had been, you could resubmit for more money from the insurance company. You wouldn't be guaranteed to get it, but you could ask for more money. They could say they found a bigger problem, materials, whatever. I anticipate it probably wouldn't be that far off, but regardless, you could ask for more money, but they're not going to ask for it back. So if you wanted to sit on it.
I mean, I'm just wondering if the select board would do what they did with the lights outside, which obviously is the exterior of the building, but say like, oh, that's too expensive. We can find something cheaper. But if we've already received the money and the estimate from the very person comes in
Close.
under or close, I don't, I mean, I think I could probably just let the select board know that we found a contractor and we're moving ahead with it.
Like I said before, I asked because the material piece obviously needs to be determined for the estimate. And I know we were meeting today, and it's only the end of last week that I finally heard back from this guy. So I figured we'd just kind of bounce this past the board and see how they wanted us to move forward with preparing that estimate or not. So.
Yeah, I mean, the material options, this is like a laminate hardwood,
It's like a plank flooring, yeah.
but it's not solid wood, it's laminate,
Right.
which is
It's
why
a
it's
veneer on.
called a veneer rather.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we'll just get the estimates to and what the material
Do this work from there.
go from there. And in theory, it won't happen again. That kind of flooding isn't going to happen again. So it would be a longer term repair.
Right. I mean, we've had, you could say, almost 20 years. Weird stuff happens, and who knows? But I think, in general, outside of that weird plumbing issue, that material in that space is totally fine.
Okay.
Okay. So we can push that along a little bit and see where it ends up. Heidi, you had asked something about RVS. I can let you know. So it is a combination. So when the community center model closed, I mean, a lot of everything that we had in there that we maintained just ended up in RVS. We haven't had access, like regular access, to the building since June of last year.
Yeah.
So I mean, we're just not in there much. And then, yes, there is a lot of stuff that the district, nobody seems to know. Nobody seems to be willing to declare what the status of it is. I mean, essentially, there was stuff that they weren't totally willing to call that they just kind of moved to the RVS library. So a lot of the stuff that's boxed up currently is just stuff from the other elementary school, middle school, probably
That
high
they
school
didn't.
libraries, right? So I think they were probably just waiting to make the final determination if they were going to call it, or if they were going to bring it back, or whatever was going to happen. So nobody seems, when we've talked about it before, yeah, like I said, none of the librarians seemed to be concerned that it would go away, but didn't feel willing, like they didn't feel like they were the ones to make the determination to say, yes, we're fully done with whatever those items were.
Well, one would assume now that the building is owned by the town that we just inherited their pulse.
That's a yes.
Nice. Okay.
And so, like I said, we do know, I mean, obviously it's a mess, but like I said, without people in there, without us being in there, it is, yeah, that's just how it's
Yeah.
been.
No, I
Caitlin.
it was more of just like suddenly I was getting questions about like where did all this stuff come from and what's happening and what's the library's plan, and I was sort of like I don't really know, and
And like I
so
said, Caitlin does know all the items that are in there. She knows what's ours, you know, what's ready to go, what's not, what's, yeah. And so.
okay, and okay.
And I was going to maybe re say remind the board, if you do plan on hosting a Green Update book sale, remember we essentially don't have anything to start with this year.
Except for the books from the district
Right.
that they don't want,
Which
which are probably all kids' books.
you'll have some young adult stuff for sure. But so whenever, if it's a Green Update, July 4th, if you are going to think about hosting a book sale this year, when we had to move out of the community center last year, essentially our collection of book sale starters went away. So, I mean, there still are some. When we've got, you know, a handful of boxes are here or there of some stuff to get going, but you're not going to have the material to start with like you have in years past.
Okay.
And
A handful of boxes here and there, or where?
We have one box here
Okay.
that we kind of rotate around with the free library out here. And
Okay.
then I feel like we did keep, there is one other box at RVS that was kind of a general mix of used books.
Okay. So there's space in RVS where we can begin collecting.
So this sort of brings up this other question of, well, what are we going to do with that room ultimately? Which
So nobody committed to anything because nobody knows if we'll have that room or not. I did advocate with Tammy, and she was on board. Whenever they do get things rekeyed, essentially the library should be on deck to receive a key to that space. Whenever that happens, or however that shakes out, which would be a game changer. I don't know what the timeline is for the community center. I'm aware that stands, but yeah, the staff board, we definitely need to advocate for storage space outside of here.
Yeah, if we're going to do a green up thing, we want to get collecting.
I yes, Jean.
I'm going to ask that Brian, I'm very having trouble following all this, so
Okay.
I will if that is something Ryan can maybe help me figure out when he looks over these. Okay.
Looks like Jane has showed up at the meeting.
Yay, Jane!
Jane, are you there?
I'm here finally. Sorry. I don't know how I got here.
I feel
But
the same way.
now, do I count her as audience?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're just talking the library director's report, Jane, and going over books at the RBS building.
Great. Thanks for updating me.
So I guess, I mean, a question is sort of, do we want to maintain? You said Caitlin knows the different sort of categories, like there's the box of culls, there's the boxes that are actively being rotated through the
Right.
collection here.
Physical property, like our air conditioner is in there. There's some office supplies are in there. Like I said, anything that we had stored and used at the community center is now in there. And then she knows the status of the books, the existing RBS collection that we had worked on. She knows the status of all of those books, the ones that are duplicates that we were determining whether or not we were going to keep our copy, their copy, both copies, the stuff that's already cataloged in circulation, or stuff that we just haven't got to, or stuff we're getting rid of, or whatever.
So there are boxes that were either duplicates or stuff we're culling,
Right.
but there's still this juvenile
Oh, absolutely.
materials. Yeah. I mean, it would seem to me that the first step would be to figure out what to do with the ones we've already gone through, the culls that we've already gone through. I would think we could retain the better conditioned ones are the ones that seem saleable for the book sale, and then no one's really looked at the ones that the district left that say to Roxbury on the road. Okay.
So I would suspect they're in reasonable condition, but the same thing, it's going to be young adult books at the highest in terms of a reading interest.
Okay. So maybe just doing a kind of clean and organized day with trustees, Caitlin, she's available, and volunteers to just sort of tidy it ahead of something, and as you said, advocate for storage space until.
Have you heard a timeline for the community center? I just wondered if Heidi had heard a timeline for the work at the community center or access back to that building again. Yeah.
Okay.
We're thinking now of going to the select or whoever it is to see if we can store stuff in there, more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think we can just leave it at some point. If the select board is going to appoint a committee to manage the building, that would be who we would appeal to. And there's attic space there. If the community hall's under construction, I'm not advocating that we lug books up and down the stairs again, but if someone comes in and says, I want to rent this room, and the library is only using it for storage, I think there may be some discussion about is that the best use of the space when it could be rented?
Yeah.
I wonder about will the school itself, and this again remains to be seen or found out. Whether should we have a book sale? Can we have it in the school as
Yeah,
opposed to the community center?
that makes a lot more sense to me.
Depending on what's happening with the community center, that might be the only option.
I mean, I would prefer personally to have the book sale where the books are currently located.
Yes, that would
And
make the very Good.
And she would have to figure out a way of separating the books that are not for sale from the books that
So is
are.
there nothing left in the community center at the moment,
They
or
just started tearing it apart,
you mean our
renovations.
stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything
That's
left in September.
okay.
Yeah, I know, we pulled every, yeah. You don't remember that?
How did I miss all this?
I missed it too. I'm
I didn't.
no, bet you didn't.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else? Do you have any recommendations, Ryan, as outgoing director of, how the trustees and Caitlin and, potentially your successor deals with the books in that space?
And it's not, I mean, ultimately, so it all comes down to whether or not, and I would be shocked if we weren't able between those two buildings to maintain some type of excess storage space. If we don't, if we can't keep storage space under the community center or RVS, with the exception of some of the office stuff, everything else just has to go. Like you would just have to, you would call it all. So we can't, that stuff couldn't come here. When the school closed and we talked to the principal and ultimately the superintendent as well, the scenario we come up with was we don't have to pick and choose what to keep or what not to keep if we can have access to that room, the old library. And so up until now, I mean, stuff is still in there. So that hand really hasn't been forced, I guess you could say. So, I mean, sooner or later, something will have to be decided on about that building and who's using it for what and how. But if, even if we did have an identical storage scenario like we did in the community center, you would definitely get rid of some of the kids' materials. It's just too much. But I would suspect we'd probably still manage it similar to what we had been doing before. Some excess storage stuff like the toilet paper, paper towels, printer paper,
Right, stuff
and
there
then
isn't room to store here.
right.
And I know, it came up at town meeting to consider moving various town functions into that building. And I'm curious if what's people's take on that as a possibility or as an option. Is there enough? I just don't get the sense that that room is a whole lot larger than this one. So you couldn't fit the entire collection in one room there anyway.
So it would still, but how do you know you'd be looking at just one room?
I mean,
So
again,
I guess I'm not pushing. I know you don't know the
yeah,
answers either,
yeah.
but that's where this always comes down to. And I think I would, my parting wisdom would be is like, you couldn't commit to anything until you know more details about what it might look like. So if you were able to get more space, if you were able to get connection to more traffic flow of people, if you were able to gain in terms of like simplicity with facilities management or something, like sure, why not? But just to say it makes sense to move from here to there without really knowing that there's going to be benefits to help you accomplish the strategic plan.
Yeah.
So I don't think anything has changed. The board had expressed their willingness to consider ideas and be willing to be flexible and consider
Right.
ideas,
Again,
but
without more information. Okay.
picturing Ellison Zajac in his retirement, you're sitting there with a long white beard saying, as soon as the town decides what to do with this town
Yeah.
hall.
What to do with it now? Yeah, I mean, again, I'm just, tossing it out there as, if we get asked that question, the answer really is like until we know what the possibilities are, it doesn't really make sense to just try to commit to anything. Just thinking creatively, is there, I don't really know. I don't really know.
I mean, it could be a good thing.
Yeah.
There's no reason to think that it couldn't be. But at the same time, I just.
Yeah, I mean, well, this is a rub. It's, you're going to make people happy, some people happy and some people unhappy, no matter what you do. So, okay. So, I certainly can advocate for some continued storage until there's someone who says, otherwise. But I do think it's worth perhaps going in there and assessing the volume, because right now it's sort of an to my untrained eye, like of just sort of a and again, I just
Well,
glanced,
no, it's a mess.
but it was like it was a not differentiated there, except for the boxes that clearly came from elsewhere. There wasn't really a way to identify what had been cataloged, what was sort of set to be potentially culled or not. But so that would be a kind of a helpful first step, was just sort of delineating what the different categories were. Then the question of the Green Update book sale. I mean, I would imagine if we have that whole room and it's a little bit more organized, putting donations in one corner seems reasonable if we wanted to run a Green Up Day sale. I know we've done two book sales for a couple of years running now. There certainly tends to be a lot more people coming out on the 4th of July. But we don't have to decide that right now.
No.
Okay. Okay.
See.
So I do see your note about the audiobooks. Volunteer to meet kids, RBS morning. Okay. Are they allowed to have those on the school bus?
Yeah,
Okay.
with headphones.
Great.
Yeah, so I know the plan kind of fell apart when, I mean, over the last 2 years, I've been bus monitors on the buses with the kids who'd be able to help facilitate this piece. At this point in time, there's nobody else on the bus besides the drivers. And yeah, it's messier now. And I had reached out to the elementary school librarian and principal to see if there was some way we could get them connected with kids in the afternoons. I was quite sure that they were going to probably say no, and in so many words, that's kind of where we ended up. So I think the best bet is just going to be to have a couple of volunteers give it a try when things get warmer and the days are longer, and like maybe on Monday and Friday, because this is the majority of the kids get on the bus here at the RVS parking lot in the morning. Granted, it's still early in the morning, and they're kids, and how excited and awake kids are. But that might be our best bet if we did want to try to push that. And so,
Okay.
where are we exactly here?
On the agenda, we just library director's report. So,
Actually, making consent agenda.
I did have one other question, Ryan. Are you going to write something for the April newsie?
I was just gonna, if the library doesn't have Caitlin do it, so I am, fingers crossed, optimistic that this can be
This is the day.
the end of administrative responsibilities. And
Okay. So she'll be receiving submissions and I'll be communicating with her. Okay. Verbal content. Okay. And do we know that Courtney is still on board for editing?
I didn't hear anything from Courtney. The only thing I've heard so far is Rachel Fields wasn't going to do anything this month. I did hear from Deborah, but I forget what she's.
She submitted something to me a month ago that I think goes in the Northfield News.
Remember now what. Anyway.
All right,
Yeah, the
well.
only information that I have to put in terms of an update would be that Rachel's not going to have anything for this issue. Because it's not unusual to have not heard from Courtney. Because, yeah.
That's it. I don't have any other questions. Anyone else want to make a motion to accept the consent agenda?
I will move to accept consent agenda.
I will second, which is good because I already know
All in favor?
that. All right.
Aye. Okay. Any additions to the agenda? We didn't have any in the beginning. No old business, new business.
Yeah. Skip over audience.
Did the audience
Oh,
want
audience.
anything?
Jane.
Yes.
Get that. Hi, you're our audience.
Yeah, I'm the audience.
Yes, you're very quiet.
Well, I am not on the board anymore. I have lots to say, but it's probably not relevant. Except it's great to see you all.
The audience, whenever we say anything, is supposed to stand up and cheer.
Who's standing up and cheering? Me or the audience?
You. You're the
You're
audience.
the audience.
Okay, when do I do that?
Oh,
Oh, yes.
Constant.
Oh, how's that?
Every opportunity. Okay.
These new board members and their new positions. They're feeling really supported right now.
There we go.
Okay. Well, Jane, did you have anything you wanted to say since you're our audience?
I just want to say hello. I don't know how I fit into this group or if I do at all.
No, we have some ideas.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay. I love seeing all of you. I've got a million things to say, but I can't even begin to say them now.
Okay.
So I just.
Jeannie's waving at you. She's off screen, so
Oh, I'm
can't see.
waving back. I just want to keep connected as much as possible with as many of you as possible. I know it's not easy and I know that things fall away, but just I'll do what I can to keep being part of this all. Also, I wanted you to keep that sign that we made for people to come and talk about books. You know, the one I
The
conversation.
conversation sign. Yep.
No, I think I left that outside after coffee hour. Did anyone?
Oh, it's probably still there. Anyway,
I
I
didn't.
didn't think it's out there. I haven't seen it. So Caitlin also brought it in.
Anyway, no, I don't have anything at this point pointed or relevant to say, but it's great to see everybody. I almost feel like I'm there,
No.
waving around with the camera.
I know the camera does that.
It's going back and forth.
Okay. Well, moving on. Old, there is no old business. New business is to declare the trustee meeting warning locations.
We have to do that every year.
We do.
Every year, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And they are.
Yep. That's so. Then.
That seems reasonable.
I like the old ones, yes. If we start with a motion, I move that we have the same warning locations that we had last year.
I second it.
I have no discussion for it.
There's only so many options in CIA. Is it compliance with the law?
you need to, do you have any comments about keeping them the same?
I think they're fine, just exactly the way they are.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Next, determine trustee meeting schedule for next year.
Been doing is fine by me.
9 o'clock, second Thursday.
Thursdays.
Okay.
Anyone want to make a motion?
I will make the motion.
I will second it. I will maintain 9 o'clock a.m., second Thursday of every month for our trustee meetings. Any discussion? All in favor? Okay.
Too much going on.
So
Whoa, whoa.
we're keeping that in place.
Okay, I made the motion. All right.
You did, yes. The good ones.
Vacancies.
Remember to put the committee for that one.
Vacancies.
The second, who seconded it? Heidi did, didn't she?
Yes.
Next, discuss board vacancies and emeritus seats.
As vacancies go, I think if we can find anybody willing, we just tell the select board and they say, hey, great, you will appoint them.
I did hear from a couple people who kind of wanted to know the lay of the land. I said it's not quite as intensive as something like being on the select board.
I would think not.
And I said, I talked about what a wonderful group we are. So there are a couple of people who kind of hinted maybe they would
Were
consider.
they? Or we do this in personnel?
No, I don't think so, because it's a public seat, so it's not a hiring, but
But
let me.
discuss it if we're going into executive session later anyway.
Sure, and also I feel that, it was said before town meeting, so maybe I should check in and see
It's still there.
it's still, if the interest, the sort of curiosity about it is still there. I did have a couple of people say that they'd be happy to volunteer for the RFL, so
Okay, volunteer or join the board.
volunteer.
Volunteer.
Just that they couldn't necessarily be a consistent presence. So I think there are people who care about the library and who are interested in participating in various capacities. So,
If you need to know, I got a definite no from Joe George.
okay.
And a
Oh,
strong suspicion of no for Mike George via Jill.
So I can follow up. I mean, I don't think it really, I think I can say it was Leva had expressed a little curiosity, and Andre Sunini had,
Yeah.
and then the two volunteers were JJ and Amy Barrett. So
Okay.
I think
See, Heather got elected
Black
select
Lori.
board. Who all is, do we have now?
Yeah, select board.
Yeah.
Which I actually think that the spouse of a select board member cannot serve on a library board.
Okay.
But I'm not sure about that. I might be wrong. I don't, it's like an excluded position.
I mean,
they're different.
I know. I know you can't,
Conflict of
I know you
interest.
can't do both. Like, you couldn't serve on the select board and be a library trustee
Yeah.
as one individual. And I
But
think,
I don't think the
well,
spouses are, I mean, probably
It would
Department of
seem.
Library would say this is not best practices, but
It would seem too that in
we do
any
not have a
town.
town with that many people
Exactly.
available, doggone it.
Everyone's connected
The two
somehow.
entities are completely different.
I know.
The
Yeah.
select board doesn't have any oversight over the library board.
Yeah. It's a
I
respect. There isn't a direct connection.
could be totally wrong. So
Yeah.
I'm just, I sort of remember reading the excluded. You can look it up in the Vermont
Huh.
statutes, which granted, I did that a long time ago. So
Yeah.
anyway, but I will follow up and continue beating that drum. And
It is worth remembering that we talked about it on email last week, though, too. This is the quorum.
yes.
Even though there's only three
Yeah.
people elected right
I got
now,
you
you
guys'
can't.
emails.
Yeah.
And I probably can't ask you if you're interested in being a trustee.
Probably not. It's
Okay.
probably
Only
not.
just
Frank
thought I'd
Pan
throw
into
that out there.
the fire.
Okay.
It's fewer hours a month.
I was going to say that that's one of those things that you would look at and say, gosh, there's something wrong there. Somebody was unhappy or something awry when.
Many, many fewer hours a month as trustee than as
But you don't get
librarian.
paid.
Right, that's the difference. Okay,
Almost there.
moving right along. Okay, emeritus seats. We have some
I
ideas
was
about
thinking of that one.
creating.
Can we do that?
We need to
Meredith seats.
amend, it's a bylaws amendment.
It would be, yes.
Yep.
The state law lets us do that.
Yeah.
You can.
Okay.
The process for changing the bylaws is different than normal policy. There's extra hoops to jump through. It takes a long time. It has to be warned and announced differently. But yes, you should.
No, I mean, not as bylaws, but I mean to add things to the board is,
It's a non-voting
yeah.
position. It's an
Okay.
honorary position.
It specifically says so somewhere that we can do this.
Boards have them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, again, this, we've been in this position before with our bylaws.
Yeah.
We don't have a town lawyer. We don't have, I
Yeah.
mean, this is one of those things that you probably should have a lawyer take a peek at. However,
But you say
it's,
there are libraries in Vermont, to your knowledge,
I
that
mean,
do
that
have
you pulled that out of.
extra
this
beyond.
was
Beyond what the statute says.
this was an incorporated library that I pulled this language from. Not a municipal library, so there was some adjustment to be made
Yeah.
on the language, which simply had to do with you took
That,
that part out, right?
right, that was no longer the institution, I forget they call it the institution, the corporation is
Right.
what they had called it, versus the, I think the board is what we
Yep.
refer to it as.
I mean, this is it's creating an honorary position that is essentially a title and it but has no official power to act as an official trustee. So it's like basically,
It doesn't change a quorum. It wouldn't change
yeah.
the number of votes. It would just provide somebody an opportunity to be in the discussion.
So if we were to vote to adopt, not adopt, to warn this change, the process is we have to warn that we're changing the bylaws at our next meeting.
And then you would start, like it has to be posted physically in a couple of locations. It's like a matter of like 60 days or something that it has to be open for public comment. Like I said, there's some weird extra hoops you have to jump through when it comes to a bylaw change.
Okay.
Like it has to be warned in newspapers.
Wow.
I don't know how to put this. I've already said We discussed having emeritus seats, but this might need warning and approval and change to the bylaws.
Does need.
It does need, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your the bylaws essentially lay out the composition
Okay.
of your board. You know, what seats are held, how you do your meetings, who's, yeah.
So 60 days is 2 months from now when we would be able to vote
To
on
adopt.
adopting.
Can I say something?
What's that?
Can I say something? Is this about a post emeritus?
Yes.
It is it, I don't know, is it worth a lot of changes that the trustees have to make to the trustees? Because if it's about me at this point, I want the library, working smoothly, and I wouldn't want this to take up too much time or too much planning or too much waiting. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I feel personally, I feel like the language is pretty straightforward, and we have it here, and it's just a matter of warning and inviting people to comment, which
Okay.
doesn't seem particularly onerous as a task. And
And also, Jane, it might be something I'd be interested in because, you know,
Okay.
down if we can find anyone else to be on the board, I wouldn't.
So I feel that I don't feel that this is an onerous task given the importance of recognizing the service that you and others have provided to the library, if that makes
Okay,
sense.
that's cool. I just wanted it to be clear.
Yeah, we change it and we have it
Let's
changed.
just say that. You're cool, Jane.
Once we have it changed, if we want to
It's
appoint others, we can do
right,
that too.
it's in
But
there. Yep.
yep.
It's nothing
Thousands.
that we have to. Yep.
Okay. Okay, it's clear. Thank you. I welcome the idea.
Okay. How does the board feel about this particular description, or do you have something?
I think the only thing that I was maybe a little bit unsure about, like the bylaws has language about board member conduct, termination if you can't be terminated, whatever. But I mean, with the emeritus position, there's no expiration, like it goes into the future. Is that how they're always set up? Or do they sometimes come with a time frame, or do they come with maybe rules outside of what would be the rules of conduct for a board member? That was the only thing that I was on. I just don't, I personally had no idea.
I mean, we could add a line that says trustee emeritus are expected to abide by the same rules of conduct as any other board member.
Yep.
Oh, impeachment paragraph.
Like, so I don't think it's probably a real concern, but it was kind of that, like, should there be an expiration or escape or something?
I mean, could we describe it as a sort of at will? Someone says, I don't want to be emeritus. It's like, we're not going to force you.
Can't force it on them. That's the other thing too. It's like even if you invite somebody to be, it's not guaranteed that they would accept. And
I mean, it does use the word designate. Do we want to change that to invite?
Well, we can
Or,
designate, and then they can either take it up or not. You
okay.
know, but
So where is this wording coming from?
huh.
Are we devising wording today?
Yeah, I
Oh, it's
gave
here.
you. Did you
Oh,
want?
it's probably part of the package.
Oh, no, I have it. I
Yeah.
just have it. I'm sorry. I didn't. I read down and didn't read up.
Right down.
So I'm adding trustee emeritus are expected to abide by emeriti. Are expected to abide by all rules for trustee conduct. I have the bylaws in
Yeah,
bit of
I'm looking to
waiver
see
time.
what it's called.
Fair enough.
Yeah, in the bylaws, it's conduct of board members, responsibilities and actions.
Section Article 4, Section C of the bylaws.
While you have that open, Heidi, do you think this language would be inserted under probably A, eligibility and election of the board?
Yes.
So that's what exactly is the designation of where it would be?
Yeah, insert section Article 4,
Okay, Article
Section
4.
A.
The other thing, right, participate in our board discussions and deliberations. Is this supposed to include executive session or except for or
I just have no idea because they would be part of, you're saying they're part of the board. And usually you would have an executive session of the board and then invite anybody else. But if they are of the board, it
Yeah,
wouldn't
that's what it
be.
says. They shall have the right.
I mean, I feel still fairly certain that.
I'm just wondering about this. He's being elected offices, and then we're just going to go and appoint people or designate them.
I mean, I would. They don't have any.
I mean, if we want, we could put together what would be a potentially updated draft, then request a lawyer take a look at it. And
Yeah, I
I
would
mean,
like that.
if I mean BLCT would look at it, but they would charge us probably no more than another lawyer would. So we might be able to find somebody pro bono, but
I'm wondering.
We could check Arthur out.
Would Arthur take a glance around them to make him a batch of stones?
Yeah.
I do have to say,
Cooking Barbie.
it's been years now, but when we did this the last time, and again, this quorum piece, this is why we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We tried to change the bylaws to reflect that if there were ever a vacancy on the board, a quorum would consist of a majority of whatever the filled seats were there. And we found a gentleman in Braintree that I had a connection to that had done work with nonprofits, and he looked at things and like we felt good. But his experience in the nonprofits did not connect to the reality of life in the municipal world.
Yeah.
And we found, I don't remember exactly how it all sugared out, but we did find out later on that we could not. It was
Yeah.
clear in statute that the quorum is whatever the total number of board seats is. Doesn't matter if there's only one person elected. A quorum is still three, so the board would be infunctional at that point in time. So I'm not knocking Arthur at all, but I guess what I'm trying to say is you get what you pay for.
So I have an account with the LCT
Yeah.
as a What they
And
had to register either as planning commission or library trustee, and I registered as planning commissioner. And they won't answer questions that don't have directly to do with planning commission. So one of
the
you
library staff could do it also. They could send it to them, do the same thing. They would charge us.
libraries.
No, for they don't.
Oh.
No, the Department of Libraries will not provide legal
Okay.
guidance
But you or
as a
Caitlin, well,
municipal,
not you.
right? As a municipal entity, you can contact the LCT for their services, and that's what Tammy would do.
I
Same
see
thing.
too.
I don't know how the accounts or payments or how all their services. I don't know, but.
I mean, I'm wondering if it, are you concerned that we would be violating something if
Well, I would like to see somebody who's works in this area say that yes, you can do all this and what you can do.
Okay.
I'm not
So maybe
sure
we'll
about
just
going
look
to
at
a
it.
town meeting and saying, yeah, you elected us, but we decided we would like so and so on the board. And yeah, they do this and they do that and they do the other thing. And no, but we did not like them, you know. I mean, nobody's probably going to object to the people that we want to make emeritus thingies, but it's
But they can't actually vote, so they're not really doing anything other than acting as a member of the public.
They're not giving them anything that any member of the public doesn't.
Well, no, because the member of
With
the
the
public
exception.
can't talk at the table.
Right. It would just have to be a listening session.
Did we already
Although it says
decide, Doc?
participate in discussions and deliberations. So, right. So there is a little more dialogue with an emeritus.
What's it look like?
So if we went into executive session, they would be able to be in that session.
Whereas a regular member of the public would not.
Yeah,
I
okay.
mean, it is interesting, though, that we're talking about a position that would be awarded to someone in recognition of distinguished service. So they've already been elected, in theory, a number of times. So it's not, we wouldn't be handing this out to any old Joe who comes along who's never been elected before and never served on the board. I mean,
Well,
that
that's
would
what I'm
be.
thinking is probably nobody's going to have any objection to anybody we would want to put on there, but I can see people kind of objecting to the process. You know, this is our library. We get to elect who's on the board. But anyway, if we can ask somebody and
Okay. Well, let's I can go to Tammy and ask if I could rewrite this and ask Tammy to ask on our behalf if people would like me to do that. And the cost, you said, is not any more than any other lawyer.
No.
Is that
Yeah, I feel like if I,
300 to $1,000 an hour?
no, I, for some reason, $125 an hour stands out,
Okay.
but I could be wrong there.
Okay, so how about I
We did set up a line item for legal fees. We talked about it when we went through all those shenanigans years ago, but
but we haven't.
we've never,
Okay. So I can bring this to Tammy.
town meeting where we put that line in there.
So the specific questions I would ask are executive session
Think so. That does feel like it's a little bit gray.
and a non-elected status or position.
The general compliance with the existing statute.
Right.
Okay.
And then your suggestion about applying the existing language of other board member conduct to this seat also, or
Right.
the termination or expiration language.
So trustee emeritus are expected to abide by all rules for trustee conduct as outlined in Article 4, Section C, or as described. Okay. you, and does it need expiration? I mean, we could say for a period of 3 years, and you could just put in an expiration, and then.
Just an appointment, so somebody can be reappointed, or they. I think, I mean, Jeannie, aren't emeritus positions typically until the person decides not to, or, like I assume that's essentially like that is part of the honor is you provided so much service
It's
and
fairly
value
quick
that we want you
emeritus.
forever, is essentially what they're trying to say.
And it would seem too that the
Keep your email.
that if the select board is in charge of appointing vacant trustee seats, would the select board need to weigh in on this?
Not if you declare it the library board.
Okay, so I'll jump through this hoop first with Tammy and a lawyer.
I'm not sure we are a special kind of
Right, you're your own entity.
neither
Except for that.
fish nor fowl. I know trustees, I mean the select board appoints town officials that are left vacant. But
It does
I
say.
imagine that includes us.
Yes, it
It says it in
does.
the bylaws. I feel like that's not always universal across all municipal libraries.
No.
I think there might be some that appoint themselves, or there might be the relationship. There's so much variability.
I know that guide to trustees that I sent around recently says in it that the select board does the appointing. So but that was 2014 and that was
That's
it.
right.
So,
Thank you. Yeah, I got that
okay.
here. I didn't read that part.
So I was in Randolph last week. They ran into one of the recently retired trustees for the Kimball, and they were talking about their vote last month and well, a couple of weeks ago and budgets and relationships, and like it's just so different than the relationship this board has with our select board. Like I said, we just operate completely differently across the state.
Okay, well, I will take care of that.
Nothing needs to be moved or approved here.
Yeah, the board discussed.
Board
Good.
discussed,
Okay,
and
let's see.
I
That's
will
it.
seek
That's all like
guidance.
that.
Move to table that for the moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Think we agree on that. Reviewed mission statement. Next. Our mission is to develop and nourish the spirit and imagination of all individuals in our community and to enrich their knowledge and understanding. We will provide free access to library services, programs, resources, information. Our vision is to keep our library relevant in a complex world.
Here, here.
To me, as
Any
is.
adjustments?
This is not one of those ones where we have to worry about pronouns.
Nope.
Okay.
I think this is a solid mission with our vision tacked on the end. And I think we're continuing to act on this mission. I don't see anything that. Needs to be changed. Anything else? Anybody? Okay. Do you put last reading? Yes, okay. So
Did
you do.
start that last year,
Yep, I
but it
think
got to
that's
that point. It looks like stuff would show up, and it's like, have we really not looked at this? And
right.
it's like we just didn't change anything for, yeah. So last year we did start that process of indicating when the policy had been last read, even if it wasn't updated.
So it looks like the date here is of adoption does say that we voted on it last year. So I would make a motion that we that we accept our mission. We've reviewed and accept our mission statement as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Not here.
Okay.
What was the motion?
The motion was after reviewing our mission statement that we are accepting it as written with no changes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Next up, I would entertain a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel.
Don't move.
Need a second?
I second the move.
Okay. Yes,
Oh,
currently.
do we vote?
So I would invite, make a motion to go into executive session with an invitation for Jane on the search committee to join us. I'm revising my motion, or rather, the motion has
I
been.
second the revised motion.
Thank you for the tip.
And do we need to invite Ryan or?
And an invitation for Ryan. Well, you're still serving as library director.
So that was your call. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So there.
We invite
Yeah.
both Jane
Yeah.
and mine. All in favor? Aye.
All right.
I will inform.
It's
Okay.
1:46.
We have exited executive session. No action was taken. Do I have to say that? There is no action.
They don't take any action.
No, but
Well,
there's
there's times you do, though.
and there's there was no
I mean, you take action after, but.
Right.
so we can now adjourn unless there's further discussion about any
The
other.
next regular board meeting, I take it, has no discussion or anything. I have no objections to it.
It does have,
Right.
oh wait, those are, I have them all mixed up. Those are the last minutes. Okay.
There.
Next meeting, 4/9, April 9th. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Jane.
See you, Jane. Sometime.
Thank you all. And
The
Hi.
live sale.
Yep.
All right. We're going to push the button. Have a
Suppose
good
I'm
day.
probably basically kind of irreplaceable there.